Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When you think of a music festival, you probably think of a huge outdoor venue, a park, a pasture, maybe a stadium. But how about a museum? The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, MassMOCA, in the Western Mass city of North Adams, will host thousands of fans this weekend for a festival organized and headlined by the rock band Wilco. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this preview of Wilco's Solid Sound Festival.
Ready or not, the three-day Wilco onslaught is coming to MassMOCA. The melodic but noisy band has a rabid fan base. Maybe, like a lot of public radio listeners, you're one of them. If so, you probably already know, the new Solid Sound Festival is the Chicago group's only East Coast appearance this summer. But MassMOCA director Joe Thompson says Wilco is doing a lot more than playing music at the museum.
We sort of pretended to be collaborators on this, but it's a very narrow pretension. I think we suggested a couple of bands, and maybe one or two of ours made it in the list. But this is essentially a Wilco-curated event from top to bottom.
As curators, Thompson says Wilco is transforming the 200,000-square-foot museum into a playground for musicians and music lovers.
The fact that we could kind of take over the whole place was pretty exciting.
That's Wilco lead singer and guitarist Jeff Tweedy. He and his Wilco mates got to select bands, comedians, films, but they also made art for the galleries, like an interactive guitar pedal installation called the Solid Sound Stompbox Station.
All the different artistic, creative aspects of the band and the things surrounding the band are going to be on display, and I thought that that seems like a pretty rare thing to be able to find a place that would facilitate all of that.
It's probably rare because turning a giant art museum and its sprawling 14-acre campus into a Wilco Palooza venue is a logistical gauntlet. Multiple stages, lighting, sound equipment, food vendors, beer trucks, porta-potties, garbage cans. So why did Joe Thompson and MassMOCA take it on?
We see ourselves literally as a platform for all kinds of art and music, and we admire the band and the kind of music that they make. Secondly, and some more selfishly, there are a lot of new people who will show up over this weekend who haven't been here before.
No one can predict how many people will show up, but I'm told more than 6,000 tickets have been sold so far. Now the museum's 60 employees are scurrying around, cleaning house, and doing double duty before their guests arrive.
My name's Richard Criddle. I'm the Director of Fabrication and Art Installation for the museum. But in these hard-pressed sort of pre-Wilco days, I seem to be a chief sign maker.
He's making signs for satellite parking lots. Festival traffic is a major concern, and the museum's gone to great lengths to prevent backups. But is this art fabricator a Wilco fan?
I've got to admit something. I'm ignorant of Wilco. I hope to be impressed.
A lot of people in North Adams don't know much about Wilco, but the city is hoping to impress the throngs of Wilco fans visiting this weekend without ticking off too many residents in the process.
I think the residents are more worried about making a living, frankly.
That's artist Jarvis Rockwell, son of Norman Rockwell. He lives just outside town, but I bumped into him as he was installing his retrospective of action figures in an art space on Main Street. The galleries in North Adams are staying open late for the Wilco Fest.
That's what they say, that the gallery's going to be open until 2 in the morning? I can't believe that. I'm sorry, but I'll be sound asleep at that hour.
A lot of restaurant and shop owners will be awake, though, hoping to serve the post-concert crowds. Brian Mixick heads the business association Develop North Adams, and he's been working to get the city ready for the invasion. Sitting on a new street bench outside his wife's store, he says businesses are banking on a bump from the Wilco crowd.
This is a small town. This is a town of 14,000 people. And so my wife's little children's boutique on an average Saturday has 50 people walk through the door. You know, when you have 8,000 people in town or 6,000 people, there's just no way that there's not going to be a bump. You know, if 100 of those people walk through our store, that could double her day. And that's serious.
It's serious for all of North Adams. The town sank after the Sprague Electric Company closed in 1985. Mass Mocha took over the abandoned complex, which boosted the local economy. Then the recession hit. Now, some people say, the Solid Sound Festival is the best thing to happen to North Adams since Mocha opened 10 years ago. Musician Nick Zamuto is one of them. He's half of The Books, a local experimental duo on the bill at the Solid Sound Festival. Zamuto lived in North Adams for years and recorded one of their albums in a rundown apartment up the hill from Mass Mocha. Zamuto says the museum has supported The Books' music for years.
And to kind of see North Adams go from, you know, the late 90s when Mass Mocha didn't exist till now, it's been an unbelievable journey for the town, and it's been, you know, largely powered by art and music. So to see it come to fruition in this way is a real satisfying thing.
Zamuto says Wilco and Mass Mocha are a good match because they're creative risk takers, but also laid back and kind of mature. Even so, the town is deploying extra police, and the museum hired extra guards for the galleries, just in case. Wilco's Jeff Tweedy says there probably won't be any fist fights at the festival, but given the disposition of Wilco fans,
there might be some hurt feelings and some passive aggressiveness, a few tears.
If all goes well, Wilco, Mass Mocha, and North Adams want to make the Solid Sound Festival an annual event. If you go this weekend, Jeff Tweedy encourages you to visit him at the dunking booth. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. My body and me.